Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, a program to encourage you to experience His peace and be filled with hope, comfort, and joy as you listen to Samantha Landy's modern-day psalms and music. Samantha is the author of 11 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards for Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here is Samantha.
Welcome. Well, thank you for tuning in today. Our theme for this program is simply, the past is past. Last weekend, I decided I needed to clean the garage. This is definitely one of those times I was thankful I had a big husky man to help me, especially to kill the spiders and crickets. I wonder, what condition is your garage in? I can't believe the clutter I've accumulated. Of course, I do have such things as my grandson's snow skis, boots, clothes, and so on, so I don't have to take all the blame on myself. Well, as I was deciding what to give away and what to store for some more years, I also stumbled upon a box full of old programs and awards and seminar announcements where I had been speaking. There were also many pictures with the people involved. And then there were other boxes of writing, research materials, ideas for books I'll probably never write, poetry ideas I'll never get to, and magazine articles still not finished. And boxes of pictures of my family. It was hard not to get sidetracked and be lost in past memories keeping me from the task I had set for myself. It set me to thinking about my past. Like all of us, I've had some wonderful memories of childhood and school and college and children and grandchildren. But what about those memories from our past that are hurtful and painful? Or maybe even devastating. Have we boxed them up and put them in the garage of our mind to pull out periodically and go over them, relieving the pain and the hurt? As I sit here at my computer writing, I'm reminded of the scripture from the old prophet Isaiah. He wrote, God said, forget the former things. I'm doing a new thing in your life. I'm putting streams in your desert. Oh, what a blessed promise for us. Well, I'm going to play some music by Carol Roberson, and then I'll be back with some ideas of how we might be able to put the past in the past. The song Carol is singing is titled, Is There a Mountain?
Is there a mountain that I need to climb? Is there a valley you want to make mine? Is there a river I need to cross through? Whatever it takes, I'm willing to face to be close to you. Dear Lord, I believe with all of my heart that the old rugged cross gave me a new start. But somehow I've lost the touch of your hand, and I'm willing to do and to go through anything you command. Is there a mountain that I need to climb? Is there a valley you want to make mine? Is there a river I need to cross through? Whatever it takes, I'm willing to face to be close to you. I want to be perfect will. If it takes a mountain, if it takes a hill, remove anything that stands in the way. Whatever the price to have you in my life, dear Lord, I pray. Is there a mountain that I need to climb? Is there a valley you want to make mine? Is there a river I need to cross through? Whatever it takes, I'm willing to face, to be close to you. Whatever it takes, I'm willing to face, to be close to you.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful song? I hope you enjoyed it like I did. On this program, I'm talking about putting the past behind us. And just before the song, I said I had decided to clean the garage last weekend. So even though it was hot, I was determined, no more boxes full of things I'll never use and haven't looked at in years. No more cluttering up the garage with useless junk. Well, this whole process makes me think of something far more difficult. Cleaning out the junk in my heart and head that I've been saving for no good reason. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this process will be easy. It's not. I'm still working on it. In fact, you know, sometimes the more we try to forget something, the more we seem to remember it. But we can go to God and He will help us get free from this vicious, painful cycle of memories. I'm not suggesting that we pretend our mistakes and failures or even what other people have done to us doesn't matter. It does. To be realistic, we can't always prevent our past from raising its ugly head. But we can begin again today to ask God to help us forgive where forgiveness is needed. Or maybe even forgive ourselves. Choosing to walk in forgiveness with God helping us is a very powerful tool to help us put our past behind us. So how about you, dear friend? How about the clutter in your heart? Are there memories you need to clear out and throw away? People you need to forgive? Just so you can be free of your past and march forward into the future that God has for you. As the old prophet Isaiah wrote, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past, for I am about to do something new." Interestingly, God is saying, don't dwell on the past so I can do a new thing in your life. Well, there's no time like the present. Let's ask God to clean out the junk in our mind while I play this song for you. This wonderful song expresses it so well. It says, God will make a way. And it's sung by the Signature Sound Quartet.
City far beyond the sky. I have made my reservation for my home on high. My soul was bought at Calvary by the Father's only Son, and He has my mansion ready when my work is done.
God made a way,
for me
beyond Christmas Eve. Coming back,
someday.
He's gonna take me home to stay. I'll live forever. All along that golden shore, oh, what a wonderful, happy day.
God made a way. Soon my mansion will be ready, I'll be going home. Never more to be discouraged, never more to roam. And on some happy morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, I will go to meet my Lord up yonder in the sky.
God made a way,
for me
beyond the Christmas tree. He's coming back someday. He's gonna take me home to stay. I'll live forevermore. All along that golden shore. What a wonderful, happy day.
God made a way.
Home to stay, I'll look forevermore. All along that golden shore, what a wonderful, happy day.
God made a way. Marvelous, infinite, beautiful, glorious, wonderful, happy day. God made a way.
In the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy. And this is the Psalms of Hope program. I've been talking about leaving the past behind, not letting our past control us. I read a story years ago about a country where there were many monkeys, and exporting them became a big business. Capturing the monkeys without harming them was a problem, however. Well, one day, some hunters decided to use the monkeys' natural curiosity. So they put a stone in a large clay pot and tied the clay pot to a tree. Soon, the monkey's curiosity got the best of him. He came over to see what was in the pot, and he put his hand deep in the pot to see what was in there. But he could not get his hand out with the stone still in it. So he tugged and pulled and eventually exhausted himself, but he was not letting go of that rock. Finally, he collapsed in exhaustion, his hand still tightly grasping the stone. Well, after throwing a net over the monkey and breaking the pot, the hunters would then take the tired animal captive. The monkey all the while was still clutching that rock. I wonder, how often do we hang on to problems, resentments, negative or even abusive relationships, only to be defeated and ultimately held captive? Yet, we could be free if we just let go. Jesus always lets us choose. We can release ourselves to Him and ask Jesus to help us get free from the hurt. Or, we can keep hanging on to the very things that will keep us in bondage. Today you can ask Jesus to come into your heart and begin that journey of freedom and wholeness so you can be free from the hurts of your past. Well, in the Bible, the Apostle John wrote, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Yes, that's what Jesus came to do, to set us free. If we ask Him, He will help us let go of the pain of our past. There's a wonderful song that explains why we can trust God that He will set us free if we ask Him. The song explains, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And it's sung by the group called Selah.
Forces above, join with the all I have needed.
Truly, God is a faithful God, and He has promised to set us free if we ask Him. Today, I've been talking about forgiving people or events in our past, and earlier, I likened it to cleaning out my garage, getting rid of the junk. Well, in the Bible, the Apostle Paul was highly educated, and yet he was also known for hunting down and killing the new Christians. Well, yes, this was one man who had a really bad past. But later he wrote, "This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, I press forward to what lies ahead." Are we determined to forget what lies behind? I know many people don't fully understand what it means to forget the past. They wonder, how can I forget something that happened to me? But I found one definition of the word in the dictionary of the word forget means to intentionally disregard or overlook something. That's so important. Let me repeat that. To forget means to intentionally disregard or overlook something. We have to choose to intentionally disregard our past so it doesn't keep us from moving forward. That means the good and the bad. Sometimes even our past victories keep us from rising higher as much as our past failures. If we don't let go of the old, we'll never be able to embrace the new. Maybe even thoughts of a past marriage keeps us from freshness in a new marriage. It doesn't matter what's happened in your history. It's time to forget what lies behind. And we need to make the choice today to move forward. So whether you live in countries where you're struggling with wars or earthquakes or even the recent flooding and destruction in our own country, or perhaps you've had a personal disaster happen to you, let me tell you something. You can trust that God is at work behind the scenes on your behalf. As you choose to forget what lies behind and press forward, you will begin to experience the abundant life the Lord has promised. So while I play this song for you, ask God to help you choose to forgive and press forward to the wonderful future He has in store for you. It's Ivan Parker singing this promise for us. I'll rise again.
Drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead, say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see. 'Cause I'll rise again. Ain't no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead and mark my name. My love for you is still the same. So go ahead, oh, and bury me. But very soon I will. Oh, and say I'm dead and gone, but you will see.
Oh, that song, I'll Rise Again, is so powerful, isn't it? We will rise again if we have Jesus in our heart. I'm Samantha Landy, and it's always just amazing to me how quickly our time together is over. Here we are at the end, and I've just begun to talk about some things we can do to break free of the bondage of our past, such as forgiving others. Like most everyone, I too have had some very devastating things occur in my past, things I can't change. One scripture from the old prophet Joel has always encouraged me as I choose to put the past behind me. He wrote that God said, "I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten." Oh, dear friend, no matter where you are today, in what part of the world, or what happened to you in your past, or even what happened to you this morning, I know that God wants to give you a new future filled with joy and fulfillment and contentment in spite of your circumstances. As I've been choosing to walk free from my own past, you too can break free of the hurt, the pain, even your own mistakes of the past. As we take those steps to forgive and be free, we can depend on God's promise that He will restore our years. Yes, He will restore the years the locusts have eaten. In fact, I believe God wants our future to be more abundant and full of peace and joy than anything in our past. So if you're struggling with your past, you can email me at the website the announcer will give you at the end of the program. And I'll be happy to send you a little book I've written about moving on out of your past and into a new future. So just ask me for it. Email me or write to me. I'd love to hear from you. And do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's SamanthaLandy.com. Your gifts will take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. You can order Samantha's books and CDs at her website. If you wish to write, you may do so at Samantha Landy, Box 911701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. From Samantha Landy and all of us at Psalms of Hope, we pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him. God bless you.